This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. A systematic breakdown. That's how a recent report from the Texas Education Agency described the Progreso School District. The South Texas town's been the center of an investigation after concerns raised by the school's finances and management, the inappropriate use of school credit cards, evidence of, for instance, an employee selling his truck to the district and trying to hide his involvement, and other much larger scandals. Amid all of this, though, there's another battle brewing. It's a debate between the school district and the state of Texas over where students in this particular district reside. Are progressive school kids coming from Texas or Mexico or both? Joining us now, Patrick Michaels. He was a staff writer for the Texas Observer. Just to be clear, this is a pretty small district, right?
I mean, how many students?
About 2,000 students. And from what I understand it, the state believes that something like a little more than 100 of those kids may actually reside in Mexico.
That's right. Yeah. The presumption is they live in Mexico or somewhere outside the district's boundaries. And the lawyer for the school district isn't sure exactly where that list came from. Mm-hmm. He says in the lawsuit that it's just hearsay that the state's relying on for this list of students. But the district is saying that they followed up and the students do actually live in the district, or they should be enrolled.
Well, what's interesting, I mean, you think about how other cities and border towns have dealt with this question. I was thinking about how a superintendent in Del Rio, for example, you mentioned this in your piece, basically led a sort of crackdown against, Mexican residents coming to Texas for children's education. But here in this particular district, the Progreso School District, it seems like they're basically saying, we're not going to take this on in that way.
It really is pretty novel. And the district's lawyer says he doesn't know of a case like this where the state has cracked down here. Usually it goes the other direction. The districts are trying to say, these students aren't our problem, kind of slough them off on somebody else. The suggestion here, I think, in the state's reports is that the old leadership had been inflating its enrollment as a way to kind of pad their bottom line and draw more money off the school's bank account for their own purposes.
So what's happening is basically the state of Texas is holding back money, right? I mean, they're basically saying until you can answer these questions for us, we're going to presume you're guilty and we're going to hold this money back.
They have for the last few years, yeah, over $1 million a year.
So Progreso has basically sued to get their money back. Where is this headed? How do you see this sorting itself out?
Well, it really is a novel sort of suit, and it was filed back in March. One of the really strange things that could happen here is the state just last month indicated that it might be moving to remove the elected board of trustees and appoint new managers, which I think would only be the sixth time in history that that's been done. Mm-hmm. It's happened a little more frequently, usually with, big scandals. What could happen with the state-appointed managers, they could actually cut off the lawsuit and decide not to pursue it anymore. So that's sort of a suggestion that is lingering out there.
So do I understand you correctly that perhaps the state would just take over the system?
Right. And it's happened. They've taken over El Paso and Beaumont in the last few years. In this case, they're saying it's the same sort of financial problems as in those districts. But along the way, they could be cutting off this lawsuit against them.
But I mean, it seems to me that this should be something that you could resolve fairly quickly. I mean, aren't there standards for proof of residency?
Sure. Every district has their own set of standards. Progreso has one that they say is in line with the State Association of School Boards. Uh-huh. And it's usually districts aren't worried about, not letting in students that aren't allowed to be there. There are some districts that are open enrollment. You can come in from wherever. Their policy is pretty much, proof of residency or a grandparent or some other process to prove that you belong there. And they're saying it's right in line with what everybody else does.
Is there a timeline here? What happens? We were talking about 2,000 students as we began our discussion. Is it going to be business as usual for those students? I mean, are they going to continue to be able to go to school and everything is going to be okay for them?
I mean, the story is still about money. And so, to the extent the students notice it, it's going to be, have bigger classes or that sort of thing. And it's a fraction of the district's budget. But they're going to keep going there, and the district is going to have to operate without a funding for a large chunk of its students until it's sorted out.
Texas Observer reporter Patrick Michaels. Of course, you can find this in the Texas Observer online. Thank you very much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you.